Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, over 19,000 people are waiting for hospital treatment, day procedures or GI endoscopies at Letterkenny University Hospital. The sister of a man killed in the Oma bombing has branded the Irish government cold and defensive. The Ulster Farmers Union is seeking an urgent meeting with the North's Infrastructure Minister, Liz Kimmins. And a West Donegal councillor says the local improvement scheme is not fit for purpose for Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. First news, the European Commission is calling for the Israeli Prime Minister to halt military operations in Gaza. It's after Benjamin Netanyahu announced his intention to take control of the entire Gaza Strip. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the decision needs to be reconsidered and unhindered aid needs to be delivered to the territory. UNICEF spokesperson James Elder says total control of Gaza will be absolutely devastating for civilians.
We will see more starvation, we'll see more girls and boys killed. But it's what we've seen for 21 months and the world has watched unmoved. I think that's part of the real devastation. Clearly, 18,000 killed girls and boys has not resonated enough with member states to take the action needed to stop this.
Well, the Taoiseach is unreservedly condemning the plan to expand military operations in Gaza. In a statement, a spokesperson for Micheál Martin says the move shows a complete disregard for international law, describing it as a plan which will have catastrophic consequences for the civilian population. Meanwhile, the US Vice President says America has no plans to recognise a Palestinian state. It's after the UK and Canada recently said they will recognise a Palestinian state later this year under certain conditions. Mr. Vance was asked by reporters if the US would make a similar move.
I don't know what it would mean to really recognise a Palestinian state given the lack of a functional government there. You know, what the president has made very clear is our two goals are very simple right now vis-a-vis the situation in Israel and Gaza. Number one, it's we want to make it so that Hamas cannot attack innocent Israeli civilians ever again. And we think that has to come through the eradication of Hamas. Second, the president has been very moved by these terrible images of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Over 19,000 people are waiting for outpatient treatment, day procedures or GI endoscopies at Letterkenny University Hospital. Nationally, over 100,000 patients are on waiting lists, according to latest figures from the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The number of people awaiting inpatient procedures at Letterkenny University Hospital has decreased over the past month, while there's been an increase in those on outpatient waiting lists. Last month, 2,024 people were awaiting inpatient operations, 49 of them children. That figure is down 13% compared to the figure from June. 136 people have been waiting over a year for an appointment. In addition, 15,799 people were on outpatient waiting lists at the end of July, up 6% on the previous month. 1,674 of those awaiting outpatient appointments were children, while 1,421 patients have been awaiting appointments for more than 12 months. Latest figures from the NTP have shown over 32,000 people waiting for GI endoscopies, 1,559 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Ryan Tuberty has made a payment of €150,000 to RTE. The former Late Late Show host paid the money through his solicitor this afternoon. The repayment stems from a controversial deal involving RTE, Reynolds and Mr. Tuberty in 2020, which was publicly announced in 2023. RTE has thanked Mr. Tuberty for the repayment, which was made without conditions. The sister of a man killed in the Oma bombing has branded the Irish government cold and defensive. Shaneen Conway's 18-year-old brother Garth was among those killed in the atrocity. She has now launched a legal bid to force the Irish government to set up its own public inquiry. The Department of Justice says it would be inappropriate to comment on any ongoing legal proceedings, but is describing the Memorandum of Understanding signed in April as an important step in its support of the UK's Oma bombing inquiry. However, in an interview with BBC Northern Ireland, Shaneen Conway says the bombing involved intelligence and security failures on both sides of the border, and if there's going to be real accountability and understanding, she says both governments need to be fully transparent. The Ulster Farmers Union is seeking an urgent meeting with the North's Infrastructure Minister. The union says while Liz Kimmins' department pursues an appeal on the A5 High Court ruling, it is still required to fulfil its immediate obligations and engage with landowners. However, since the ruling, the UFU says the department has failed to provide those affected by the A5 with even the most basic clarity regarding the current status of their land. Deputy President John McLenaghan says DFI's ongoing behaviour is utterly appalling and suggests they care very little for landowners whose livelihoods have been caught up in the A5 project. A West Donegal councillor says the local improvement scheme is not fit for purpose for Donegal. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osbach says the amount of money invested into the county must be substantially increased. He also wants the eligibility criteria changed, saying the present criteria are heavily weighed towards farming, demanding herd numbers and other qualifying evidence to which many people in West Donegal do not have access to. Councillor McGill-Osbach says at present, the government needs to do more to allow people benefit from the LIS scheme.
In rural areas like the Gaeltacht that I represent and West Donegal and other areas around the county, the reality is people aren't farming like they used to anymore due to the economic model that has been forced upon us. So on that basis, people can't qualify for LIS. So there's thousands of roads out there that will never, ever qualify for LIS. And we had hoped, and my understanding is, that within the programme of government from the last election, that they were going to bring in the scheme to Borhasa. But to date, they haven't done that. And it's very, very unfair. Working class families who are working day and night to try to put food on the table and pay rent or pay their mortgage and put children through college, but yet they're left with another burden where the cars are being damaged because they're driving on roads that aren't fit to be driven on. And we need money. Even though that our politicians are standing up now saying there's 2.39 invested into the Donegal for LIS, you break it down into the municipal district area. So while you continue breaking that funding down, there's very, very little funding left. We have fantastic staff here who are more than willing to get out there and do the work. But the reality is that the money isn't coming. And when you say it all in one, yes, it sounds fantastic. But the reality is when you break it down by the municipal district, of Ballinagallaglass to Glencolumbkill to Inishowen to the west here where we are, and then break it down again into the quarters of how the areas are made up, it is very, very little money. Actually, it's pennies and it's patronising to us.
Concerns are being raised of the potential implications of the Occupied Territories Bill. It's after a group of 16 American politicians asked for Ireland to be placed on a list of countries which boycott Israel if the bill is passed. It could mean issues for American companies doing business here. Former Irish Ambassador to America Dan Mulhall says it's hard to know the potential consequences.
This is an unpredictable administration. If you had a previous administration, Bush or Clinton or any previous American administration, you could kind of talk to them in advance and say, well, look, what will you do if we do this? And they give you a range of options. We don't have that luxury now because all of the authority really rests in the hands of President Trump, who has total control over Congress and the administration.
A Lifford Stranorler councillor is backing the government's plan to restrict short-term letting in towns with a population of more than 10,000 people. On today's 9 till noon show, Sinn Féin councillor Dakota Nick Vanman said that while she can understand the rationale for short-term lets such as Airbnbs in smaller towns and rural areas, she believes towns like Letterkenny have plenty of tourist accommodation options.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with it. It does depend on the town, but say for a town like Letterkenny, you know, it does have a lot of hotels and established B&Bs, you know, I would question where the need for Airbnbs is in a town like Letterkenny. Other towns that is more rural, I can understand it more. But given the housing crisis that we have going on at the minute and the lack of rentals, I definitely would recommend it.
The HSE has given the green light for a company at the centre of a major food recall to resume production. Ballymaguire Foods says products will be back on shop shelves from Tuesday. Emily Keegan has more.
Last month, over 200 ready meal products were recalled following an outbreak of listeriosis. It included products from Tesco, Supervalue and Centra. One person is confirmed to have died following the infection. Production at Ballymaguire Foods was quickly paused after harmful bacteria was detected at one of the company's sites. Following inspections by the HSE, the company has announced operations are recommencing today, with products expected back in stores next week. It says new protocols have been put in place and it's committed to learn from the situation.
Tenants are set to receive the keys to a new social housing development in Rafoe in the coming days. The dwellings, constructed as a second phase of the existing Meadow Hill estate, have been recently completed. The energy-efficient homes consist of one specially adapted three-bed bungalow and 10 two-bed, two-storey dwellings. Donegal County Council says the estate road was resurfaced and traffic calming measures introduced to complement the existing development. Investigations are continuing after a device exploded outside a house in Mahara in County Derry last night. The blast damaged windows and brickwork of the vacant house. Ammunition technical officers removed the remains of the device for further examination. The Irish National Teachers Organisation says there are not enough primary school teachers to meet demand. 951 primary posts are currently unfilled across the country. The organisation is calling for more places in primary school teaching courses. Siobhan Buckley from the INTO says more teachers need to be trained to address the problem.
What it absolutely says is that the system isn't fit for purpose, that we are not producing enough teachers to meet the demand. 137 vacancies in Cork, 951 overall in the country. And clearly, you know, the department and the government need to address this problem. I would estimate that there should be 300 more places allocated in the training colleges for the next couple of years until the problem is addressed.
National Broadband Ireland says over 1,600 Donegal premises in its Moville deployment area can now avail of a high-speed fibre broadband connection. This includes the rural surrounds and townlands of Moville, Redcastle and Greencastle. Daniel Pitcher has more.
A total of 34,000 premises in County Donegal are included in the state's intervention area, which MBI says will see the delivery of minimum speeds of 500 megabits per second to homes, businesses, farms and schools. Rural areas of Letterkenny, Creasla and Tamley have already been connected, with works in Ardra set to be complete by the end of the year. They say that they're working on the ground to progress other areas of the county through engineering surveys, designs and construction phases. NBI then makes the new fibre to home network available to all service providers operating in the intervention area. People in the areas covered by the National Broadband Plan are urged to check their air codes on the NBI website to see if they can be connected.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics. Conor Kelly has comfortably booked his place in the final of the 400 metres at the European Under-20 Championships in Tampere, Finland. In this afternoon's semi-final, the Fun Valley man cruised to victory, winning in 46.58 seconds. Fellow Irishman Sean Doggett followed Kelly into Saturday's final with a new best of 46.52, taking second in his semi. Well, speaking with Athletics Ireland media after the race, Conor was happy with his performance.
Good, yeah. That was a good run out. I feel like, to be honest, I didn't feel great in the heats. I was puked before. I was in a bad way, yeah, but today, much better vibe. I was happier. Felt nice. Everything was flowing. So, yeah. I'll be bouncing off the ceiling today. It's going to be hard to stay relaxed, stay focused. But, yeah, I'm definitely happy.
And that 400-metre final will start at 8.25 Irish time tomorrow evening, Saturday. Before that, Letterkenny's Erin Friel will line out in the women's 4x400-metre relay tomorrow. In soccer, the FAI's plans for a nationwide aligned football calendar are set to be scrapped. The Association's General Assembly had voted in favour of adopting a calendar in line with the current League of Ireland season. But delegates have now been informed that the FAI's board will allow leagues to apply for an exemption. The Donegal Junior League and the Inishowen League were part of a group of leagues that were against the move. That effectively means the leagues in the North West can continue to run their seasons from September to April. Republic of Ireland under 21 international Johnny Kenny has signed a new 4-year contract with Celtic. The 22-year-old forward's previous deal was due to expire next summer, but he will now remain at Parkhead until 2029. Celtic rejected a bid from English League One club Bolton for the former Sligo Rovers and Shamrock Rovers striker. A number of other clubs have also expressed interest in a loan agreement for this season.
Third place Derry City entertained bottomside Cork City in the Premier Division of the SSE Air Trusty League tonight. The Candy Stripes can move up to second and close the gap to 8 points on the leader Shamrock Rovers with a victory against the Leasiders. Drogheda United have the same opportunity to climb the table this evening. Kevin Doherty's side are level in points with Derry ahead of their home clash with Waterford. Both games start at 7:45. Well, in the First Division, Finn Harps are on the road once again tonight as they make the long trip to Tralee to face Kerry FC in what is their third game in 8 days. Former Finn Harps player Joe Boyle feels that with the FAI Cup coming up next week, a draw in Tralee would be a decent return for the Kevin McHugh-managed side at a venue which Harps have found difficult in the past.
We've not been getting many positive results down there, and I think that's important because then you're going into the cup match against Bray again where you've got the next round of the cup. So any positives at the minute, and low, it was disappointing on Monday night to get the draw, but you know, we've got to look at this team at the minute where they are a young team, they are an inexperienced team, and there's been a lot of transition for Kevin and the players. But you know, to jump in the bus in Balbuffet and head all the way to Tralee, that's a mammoth task. And, you know, so anything they can get out of this, and particularly leading into the cup match now the following week against Bray at home again, then, you know, we'll take all the positives we can.
Kick-off tonight down at Tralee is 7:45, and we will have live updates here in Highland with John Drummey. In the North, a new Irish League Championship season starts this evening. Institute are in action as they head to Loughgall. Loughgall, of course, are managed by former Finn Harps boss Darren Murphy. Cross channel, the Championship season also begins tonight. Ipswich Town, who dropped from the Premier League in May, take on Birmingham City, who came up from League One. And the Joseph Sheridan Memorial Cup in Rathmullen is on this evening. It's the final of the competition over the Hiller taking on Kilmack and starts at 7:30. In Gaelic Games, Ger Brennan has been appointed to succeed Desi Farrell as new Dublin manager. The All-Ireland winning defender takes over on a 3-year term. Brennan guided Louth to a long-awaited Leinster title earlier this summer. In golf, Conor Purcell has won over par with two to play in a second round of the DP World Tour's Nexo Championship in Scotland. The Portmarnock golfer is 7 shots off the lead, which is held by home favourite Grant Forrest. Italy's Stefano Massoli holds a 1-shot lead on 6-under at the Irish Challenge at Killincastle in County Meath. Meath's Alex Maguire is tied for 4th, currently sitting on 4-under 2 adrift. And Shane Lowry's 11 shots off the pace ahead of a second round at the St Jude Championship in Memphis. He's 3-over par with Tommy Fleetwood, the new leader, at 10-under. Lowry will tee off at 6:15 this evening. Just back to athletics, and the Ballyhara 10K takes place this evening. The race gets underway at 7:30, with the walkers away there at 7 o'clock. And finally, we'll also have a rally special tomorrow on Saturday Sports. I've been speaking to Donegal man Eamon Kelly on his recent WRC Junior win on Rally Finland last weekend. And you can tune in for that piece after 5 tomorrow on Saturday Sport. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, people in Donegal are being encouraged to participate in Heritage Week. More than 100 events will take place across the county from August the 16th to 24th, with several fee-paying heritage sites around the county and country free over the opening weekend. Donegal County Council's heritage officer is Joseph Gallagher. He says this is an opportunity for local people to embrace their own heritage as well as sharing it with others.
The theme this year is exploring our foundations, and it really encourages everybody to go out there and kind of look at kind of the foundations upon which our communities, our cultures, our landscape and our built heritage are created.
And very often it can be that someone who lives in an area hasn't necessarily visited what's on their doorstep. I'm sure there's many people in Donegal have driven through Donegal town many times but have never stepped foot inside Donegal Castle, for instance.
Well, that's it, yeah. One of the initiatives this year is Heritage Open Doors, and they're encouraging people to open historic properties that perhaps maybe members of the public wouldn't normally have access to, or those people that normally would have access to them to allow admission for free in places like Donegal Castle and other historic properties around the county are opening their doors for free during the opening weekend and indeed other days throughout the week as well. So it's a great opportunity really to explore the history on your own doorstep. And a lot of the people that organise the events, you know, they do it in a voluntary capacity and they're tremendously proud of their heritage, and it's really only right that they are. And again, we would encourage kind of locals to go out and find out about the history and the heritage in your own local area. But But for tourists as well, it's really wonderful to have this opportunity to engage with locals who really know about their own local area and who know about the heritage there and can tell them, you know, kind of what the history and the stories behind these historic buildings are, about these natural landscapes are, you know, what wildlife, what flora and fauna are in their local area, what archaeological sites are there and what might have happened in those sites in the past. I mean, it's really a tremendously rich week.
Residents in disability services have told HICWIP privacy, clear communication and involvement in inspections matter most to them. A new report based on forms with over 100 residents found many said they want inspection reports to be accessible in easy-to-read formats and more time to speak directly with inspectors. Some said they weren't always sure what happened after inspections and call for follow-up information to be clearer. HICWA's interim Deputy Chief Inspector of Social Services, Ciara McSheehan, says residents' needs and concerns are taken very seriously.
So we'll continue to, I suppose, look at alternative methods to make our information more accessible to residents. And we will do that across any reports that we launch over the next while. We're currently piloting an easy-to-read inspection report project across a number of areas at the minute, with a hope to launching that across all counties over the coming months.
Weather now, a breezy evening with sunny spells and isolated showers. Lowest temperatures tonight off 11 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Over 19,000 people are waiting for outpatient hospital treatment day procedures or GI endoscopies at Letterkenny University Hospital. Nationally, that figure is over 100,000, according to latest figures published by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. The sister of a man killed in the Omagh bombing has branded the Irish government cold and defensive. Shanine Conway's 18-year-old brother Gareth was among those killed in the atrocity. The Ulster Farmers Union is seeking an urgent meeting with the North's infrastructure minister. The union says while Liz Kimmins' department pursues an appeal on the A5 High Court ruling, it is still required to fulfil its immediate obligations and engage with landowners. And a West Donegal councillor says the local improvement scheme is not fit for purpose for Donegal. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbuck says the amount of money invested into the county must be substantially increased. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Sé mar mahas a Colm Ferter an Sha Lewer Briefs Guilty. Ta udras de giltacta a curjation a ura foil de Honri Hori Elche, Parcha Glacu, I go antihe regina a chodjahi lagnolacti achula I yantar giltacta. Bunyan an Tarashkinch lekhera arnil, Ebraha Macnula, Ebraha Lectraha, Servishi Cran, agus Ebraha Egendala. Clúdaí na chóintithe cráta trí réidún an túiscirt na dúna nála na másc, agus is ciondan na príomh aimana an cráta ná an obair a honiod stíbustí de phobl na gealtachta a dúirt cían ó donachu a cianasi muinne údras na gealtachta gáholas ag údras bóncai í. Tá éirithe se lorag le haid na scéma om chu ebrú le túiscirt éirin, atá a reáchtáil go tras teorainna le léith ghaltaí ar fiú céad ort sa 3,000 euro, cadaithe ag roinn na gaeilge chun tacú le tionscadal cultúrtha a bhfuil go raithe tras teorainn ag baint lá, chun éireacht agus cultúr na éireacht Eileann na héireann a yosú, a ceidirú na a chomarú ar bhain huaí Haas. Tá imeachtaí go leor fógartha ag tuismitheoirí na gealtachta don ar thuaisceart ina measc gloigeanaí sin grúpa tuismitheoirí agus tathran atá le bheith an aithin luan idir a deigh agus leathan a haonéig ag ionad phobal mathar a ruairtaí agus tá méadú tagtha ar sparantacht a cheasana anois ag 3,000 euro atá a ofrail ag scoil an angal chomadaí in ar thuaisceart a Hyundai. Tá thuismitheoirí a ba mhaith lofa a báistí a chlárú sa níon bhagad na scola i mí meana nóthair agus tá gaholas ag an suíomh cin caisle bunc IE. Agus tugtar chorú do imitheoirí chlárú le haghaidh na comórtais eireachtas na gaeilge a reáchtáilthe i mbliana imeal firste ag deireadh mí dheireadh fóthair agus tús mí na sáinne gaholas ag antarachtas. Punk IE. Shin Mahocha Eligolier Slan August Banner.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, August 8th. The death has taken place of Jim O'Donnell, Warren View Manor Muff, formerly of Glen McKee Carndonagh. Jim's remains are reposing at his home, Warren View Manor Muff, tomorrow and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Monday at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock funeral mass at the Sacred Heart Church Carndonagh, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patricia White Bluen, Luxembourg, formerly of 2 Church Terrace, Moville. Reposing at 2 Church Terrace, Moville, until 10 o'clock today and tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Patricia's funeral mass will take place at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by private cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Funeral mass can be viewed live on MovilleParish.com. The death has occurred of Susan Brown, Niamh Colgan, Ballyarle Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at McCool's funeral home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from her late residence on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church Crossroads, Killigordon at 1 o'clock, interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the Killigordon Parish YouTube channel. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Martin Kern, Crockglass, Quigley's Point. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 12, going to St. Columbus Church, Drung, for 1 p.m. funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Heart Failure Service, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.